This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives closed the first week of public impeachment inquiry hearings into U.S. President Trump Friday with testimony from Marie Yovanovitch. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson.
Trump tweeted about Yovanovitch as she testified, prompting a warning from Democrats about the addition of potential charges in any articles of impeachment.
This is a part of a pattern to intimidate witnesses. And it's also part of a pattern to obstruct the investigation. It was also a part, frankly, of the pattern to obstruct justice.
But the president defended the move.
I have the right to speak. I have freedom of speech, just as other people do. But they've taken away the Republicans' rights.
And as Republican allies argued, the first week of testimony provided no hard evidence of wrongdoing. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
A teenager who opened fire at his high school in Southern California this week and then turned the gun on himself died from his wounds Friday. AP's Tim McGuire.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says 16-year-old Nathaniel Berthau planned his attack, which left two Saugus High School students dead, three others wounded. He also says the investigation into a motive so far has turned up a cookie-cutter kid you could find anywhere. Lead investigator, Sheriff's Captain Kent Wegner.
We did not find any manifesto, any diary that spelled it out, any suicide note, or any writings.
The identities of the two students killed have been made public. They were 14-year-old Dominic Blackwell and 15-year-old Gracie Ann Mullenberger, described by her parents as their Cinderella, the daughter we always dreamed to have. Berthau, who shot himself in the head, died Friday afternoon. I'm Tim McGuire.
Find more at voanews.com. This is